I'm Karen Given. Next week on Only a Game, former MLB All-Star Ryan Dempster talks about performing stand-up comedy at an open mic the night before his first start at Fenway Park. But now it's time for Charlie Pierce and the week's news. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, Karen.
In a report published by the Washington Post, more than a dozen former female employees of Washington's NFL team have accused team executives, including former COO Mitch Gershman, of repeated instances of sexual harassment. This is Emily Applegate, the only woman named in the Post's report.
It really took most people no time to comment on my appearance, and it really took no time for Mitch to let me know that I was incompetent of doing small tasks that he was demanding of me.
The NFL says it will wait for the result of an independent investigation before deciding whether or not to take action. What do you make of all this?
It was mind-blowing to me. I'm intrigued by the possible connections between their sudden come-to-Jesus moment on the nickname and this story appearing. I'm beginning to wonder if they decided to, you know, throw the nickname out there as squid ink to obscure the attention to this, you know, obviously systemic problem with his female employees. It's also past time for the NFL to take some action on Dan Snyder.
Even before the report dropped, the team hired an outside attorney to, quote, review the organization's protocols. It's got to be bad when you hire an attorney to look into allegations that haven't even been released yet, don't you think?
Well, yeah, not only that, but the phrase review the team's protocols means essentially tear this place apart and find out where the rats are living. Defining the protocol is a legal term for a fairly thorough house cleaning.
Well, as you mentioned, the team announced on Monday that they will change their nickname. But since they haven't chosen a new name yet, they are still, for now, the name I Do Not Say on Radio or elsewhere. And they use that name and their logo multiple times in the press release. So basically, they've learned nothing, right?
Yeah, he's going to show us, isn't he? Dan Snyder, he's going to show the world that he's not intimidated. He can't even stay consistent with his own distractions.
Over the past 6 years, a Virginia man has filed trademark claims to at least 44 potential new names for that team. 61-year-old Martin McCauley holds the rights to the Washington Red Wolves, Red Tails, Monuments, Veterans, Red-Tailed Hawks, Americans, Braves, Renegades, Freedom Fighters, and the Radskins.
First of all, I don't think he's got a prayer with Radskins. I don't even know what that's supposed to be. But I don't hear kickbacks on that list. So maybe it's time for me to get on the phone with the trademark people.
For their part, baseball's Atlanta Braves have said that they are not considering a name change. But in an email to fans, the team said that the Tomahawk Chop will be reviewed by an advisory group. Do you expect anything to come of this?
How are they going to stop it?
Yeah.
They will certainly put a committee on it, which means nothing will be solved for at least 5 years.
Well, and to your point, I mean, they can't stop it, but they could stop promoting it.
Yeah, they could stop using the organ and the in-stadium, you know, entertainment complex to encourage it. Yes, they could do that.
When the NBA restarts later this month, players will be allowed to replace the name on their jersey with one of a number of league-approved social justice messages. But the Miami Heat's Jimmy Butler has asked instead that the back of his jersey remain blank to make the point that if he wasn't an NBA player, he'd be, quote, no different than anybody else of color. It's an interesting message, don't you think?
Hey, Marquette guy, represent. First of all, you know, he's going to stand out if he's got nothing on there, so it'll help his brand. And second of all, his explanation is a good one. I kind of hope it catches on.
For headline of the week, I'd like to nominate this from USA Today. Quote, life inside the bubble with NBA players, golfing, fishing, and shotgunning beers. Literally none of those things are happening inside my closet.
And not only that, all of those three things happen simultaneously anyway. I mean, except golfing and fishing, maybe. But shotgunning beers is necessary to both activities.
And finally, Charlie, last week we spoke of liquor store employee Katie Camlin, who broke the news of Patrick Mahomes' blockbuster contract extension after a Chiefs employee came in to buy half a dozen bottles of Dom Perignon. Well, it's happened again. This time it was caught on tape.
Oh my God. Chiefs came in again. Six more bottles. My guess is Chris Jones.
Citizen journalism. We might as well just quit now, eh?
Hey, there you go. Either that or the Chiefs have to find another liquor store.
Charlie Pierce is the guest editor of the Best American Sports Writing 2019, and he joins us each week at this time on Only a Game. Thanks, Charlie.
Thanks, Karen.